100 GOP Reps Back Fast-Track Citizenship for Chinese Investors. By Neil Munro on July 8, 2019. The House will vote as early as Tuesday on a bill that would give wealthy Chinese lenders a fast-track to American green cards and citizenship. Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren's bill, the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act of 2019, is co-sponsored by more than 100 GOP legislators, and it helps Chinese lenders by eliminating the pro-diversity rules in the EB-5 Golden Visa program. The EB-5 program awards almost 10,000 green cards each year to foreigners who lend money to U.S. investors. Once the lenders get green cards a few years later, they can get their money back, apply for citizenship, and then import their relatives via the chain migration rules. The Lofgren bill also puts at least 300,000 Indian contract workers on a fast track to citizenship via the EB-1, EB-2, and EB-3 green card lines, and it also helps companies import even more Indian contract workers to take white-collar jobs from young American graduates via the H-1B and optional practical training programs. Lofgren is a former immigration lawyer whose district includes much of Silicon Valley. She is trying to get the H.R.1044 country caps bill passed without hearing or committee votes by sending it through a fast-track process. But that process requires 290 voters for a win, ensuring that the GOP leaders can stop her bill by reducing GOP support below 50 votes. Led by Colorado Representative Ken Buck, roughly 108 GOP members are co-sponsoring the H.R.1044 outsourcing legislation, despite its likely harmful impact on American college graduates in their home districts. Several websites, including sage.org and h1puntinglicenses.com, allow voters and opposition researchers to track the inflow of H-1B foreign contract workers into the white-collar jobs sought by constituents in each member's congressional district. The EB-5 program requires foreigners to lend $500,000 to U.S. businesses, typically to companies which are building offices and condos in major U.S. cities. The foreign EB-5 applicants can get most of their money back, effectively allowing them to get U.S. citizenship at very cheap prices. The EB-5 program has been dominated by wealthy Chinese business owners. But only a few thousand Chinese investors can get actually green cards each year because the program is covered by Congress pro-diversity country caps. The caps means that nationals from each country can only get a small share of the 10,000 exabytes minus 5 green cards released each year. The number of Chinese applicants for EB-5 program has dropped sharply in fiscal 2018 and 2019, according to the World Citizenship Council. Lofgren's legislation would aid Chinese lenders and U.S. real estate investors by lifting the country caps, so allowing Chinese lenders to get roughly 7,500 exabytes minus 5 green cards each year. This huge expansion would clear the existing Chinese backlog in 4 years, and allow U.S. investors to ensure the quick delivery of green cards to their Chinese lenders. The bill also removes a second rule which curbs the award of green cards to the adult children of Chinese lenders. But the EB-5 delays will return in a few years as more Chinese lenders join the program and as more wealthy Indian lenders try to get some of the hugely valuable 10,000 green cards at the very low cost set by the EB-5 program. The EB-5 industry, including many U.S. real estate investors, has managed to block numerous EB-5 reform efforts, such as proposals to sharply raise the $500,000 loan. The Chinese lenders have also been lobbying U.S. politicians to support the Lofgren legislation. The EB-5 program has also been mired in fraud and scandal, largely because there is little oversight over the third-party EB-5 regional centers can solicit overseas funding and then distribute it to real estate investors. In November 2017, the federal government announced guilty pleas following an investigation into a Chinese-run investment center. In relation to this case, Victoria Chan, along with other people and entities related to her, agreed to forfeit to the government 8 properties worth nearly $25 million that federal prosecutors linked to the fraudulent scheme. A 9th property named in an asset forfeiture complaint related to the scheme, a parcel in Rancho Cucamonga, is expected to be forfeited in the coming weeks. This fraud scheme subverted the federal immigration process, which resulted in dozens of foreign nationals obtaining green cards they were not entitled to receive, said Acting United States Attorney Sandra R. Brown. In addition to the millions of dollars they charged in fees, Chan and her father personally benefited by wrongfully using the EB-5 investment funds to purchase expensive homes in their names. We are committed to preserving the integrity of this nation's immigration system as part of our overarching dedication to protecting the national security of the United States. Members of the conspiracy convinced more than 100 Chinese nationals to invest over $50 million in Chifen-related companies, according to court documents. Some of the foreign nationals were on China's 100 most wanted list after being charged with crimes such as bribery. Lofgren's bill and the EB-5 program are also being touted by the Cato Institute. Many Chinese are also creating illusory companies in the United States so they can use the L-1 corporate visa program to transfer themselves and their families to the United States. The rising tide of Chinese investment in the United States has also helped U.S. investors by inflating real estate prices. The price rises are keeping many Americans from buying their own homes and are also raising rental prices, so reducing American spending on other goods such as autos, consumable, and families. Many Americans say their incomes have been slashed by companies' use of the EB-1, EB-2 and EB-3 green card programs to attract and pay cheap labor from India. During the last year, these professionals have organized into several groups, include the American Workers Coalition, DoctorsWithoutJobs.com, Prouse Workers, No on HR 1044, and the Multinational Coalition Against HR 1044/S-386. In 2018, these American opponents of the Green Card Giveaway Bill helped defeat Kansas GOP Representative Kevin Yoder, who supported a prior version of the legislation. In turn, these professional groups are backed up by websites which are tracking the scale and location of the outsourcing industry in each legislator's district. Congress.gov shows the GOP sponsors of Lofgren's EB-5 Giveaway Act, and the date when they co-sponsored her bill. Rep. Amade, Mark E. RNB 2, May 9, 2019. Rep. Armstrong, Kelly, RND at large, February 25, 2019. Rep. Bacon, Don, RNE 2, February 7, 2019. Rep. Baird, James R. RIN 4, April 10, 2019. Rep. Valderson, Troy, ROH 12, March 8, 2019. Rep. Banks, Jim, RIN 3, March 26, 2019. Rep. Barr, Andy, RKY 6, February 7, 2019. Rep. Bilirakis, Gus M. RFL 12, February 7, 2019. Rep. Bishop, Rob, RUT 1, February 11, 2019. Rep. Bost, Mike, RIL 12, March 12, 2019. Rep. Brooks, Susan W. RIN 5, February 7, 2019. Rep. Buck, Ken, RCO 4, February 7, 2019. Rep. Bouchon, Larry, RIN 8, February 13, 2019. Rep. Bud, Ted, RNC 13, June 21, 2019. Rep. Byrne, Bradley, RAL 1, June 10, 2019. Rep. Calvert, Ken, RCA 42, February 7, 2019. Rep. Klein, Ben, RVA 6, April 9, 2019. Rep. Cole, Tom, ROK 4, February 26, 2019. Rep. Kummer, James, RKY 1, February 7, 2019. Rep. Cook, Paul, RCA 8, March 8, 2019. Rep. Crenshaw, Dan, RTX 2, March 26, 2019. Rep. Curtis, John R. RUT 3, February 7, 2019. Rep. Davis, Rodney, RIL 13, February 7, 2019. Rep. Desjarlais, Scott, RTN 4, June 14, 2019. Rep. Emmer, Tom, RMN 6, February 7, 2019. Rep. Estes, Ron, RKS 4, February 7, 2019. Rep. Fitzpatrick, Brian K. RPA 1, February 7, 2019. Rep. Fleischman, Charles J. Chuck, RTN 3, February 28, 2019. Rep. Flores, Bill, RTX 17, June 18, 2019. Rep. Fulcher, Russ, RID 1, March 12, 2019. Rep. John Forte, Greg, R Mount at Large, June 19, 2019. Rep. Gibbs, Bob, ROH 7, February 7, 2019. Rep. Gonzalez, Anthony, ROH 16, February 28, 2019. Rep. Gonzalez colon, Jennifer, RPR at large, February 7, 2019. Rep. Granger, K, RTX 12, May 28, 2019. Rep. Graves, Sam, RMO 6, May 14, 2019. Rep. Green, Mark E. RTN 7, June 10, 2019. Rep. Grothman, Glenn, RWI 6, May 2, 2019. Rep. Guest, Michael, RMS 3, February 7, 2019. Rep. Guthrie, Brett, RKY 2, February 7, 2019. Rep. Hagedorn, Jim, RMN 1, June 12, 2019. Rep. Hartzler, Vicky, RMO 4, May 9, 2019. Rep. Hearn, Kevin, ROK 1, May 17, 2019. Representative Herrera Butler, Jamie, RWA 3, February 7, 2019. Rep. Issei, Jody B. RGA 10, February 7, 2019. Rep. Hill, J. French, RAR 2, February 7, 2019. Rep. Hunter, Duncan D. RCA 50, April 29, 2019. Rep. Hurd, Will, RTX 23, February 7, 2019. Rep. Johnson, Bill, ROH 6, February 7, 2019. Rep. Katko, John, RNY 24, February 7, 2019. Rep. Kelly, Mike, RPA 16, February 19, 2019. Rep. Kelly, Trent, RMS 1, February 25, 2019. Rep. King, Peter T. RNY 2, February 7, 2019. Rep. Kinsinger, Adam, RIL 16, February 7, 2019. Rep. Lam Alpha, Doug, RCA 1, March 8, 2019. Rep. Lamborn, Doug, RCO 5, February 26, 2019. Rep. Lesko, Debbie, RAZ 8, March 25, 2019. Rep. Long, Billy, RMO 7, February 7, 2019. Rep. Lutkemeyer, Blaine, RMO 3, March 8, 2019. Rep. Marshall, Roger W. RKS 1, February 7, 2019. Rep. Massey, Thomas, RKY 4, February 7, 2019. Rep. McCall, Michael T. RTX 10, March 5, 2019. Rep. Rogers, Kathy McMorris, RWA 5, February 7, 2019. Rep. Mitchell, Paul, RMI 10, May 9, 2019. Rep. Molinar, John R. RMI 4, May 28, 2019. Rep. Mullen, Markwayne, ROK 2, May 14, 2019. Rep. Newhouse, Dan, RWA 4, February 7, 2019. Rep. Norman, Ralph, RSC 5, February 7, 2019. Rep. Pence, Greg, RIN 6, April 2, 2019. Rep. Perry, Scott, RPA 10, February 7, 2019. Rep. Reed, Tom, RNY 23, March 8, 2019. Rep. Reese Kenthler, Guy, RPA 14, June 4, 2019. Rep. Riggleman, Denver, RBA 5, February 7, 2019. Rep. Rowe, David P. RTN 1, February 7, 2019. Rep. Rogers, Harold, RKY 5, May 2, 2019. Rep. Rouser, David, RNC 7, February 13, 2019. Rep. Rutherford, John H. RFL 4, February 7, 2019. Rep. Schweikert, David, RAZ6, February 11, 2019. Rep. Simpson, Michael K., RID2, March 5, 2019. Rep. Smith, Christopher H., RNJ4, June 14, 2019. Rep. Smith, Jason, RMO8, April 2, 2019. Rep. Smucker, Lloyd, RPA11, May 21, 2019. Rep. Spano, Ross, RFL15, May 21, 2019. Rep. Stauber, Pete, RMN8, February 11, 2019. Rep. Stefanik, Elise M., RNY21, February 7, 2019. Rep. Steele, Brian, RWI1, March 25, 2019. Rep. Stewart, Chris, RUT2, February 7, 2019. Rep. Stivers, Steve, ROH15, February 7, 2019. Rep. Taylor, Van, RTX3, May 9, 2019. Rep. Thompson, Glenn, RPA15, February 19, 2019. Rep. Thornberry, Mac, RTX13, February 13, 2019. Rep. Timmons, William R. 4, RSC4, June 24, 2019. Rep. Tipton, Scott R. RCO3, February 28, 2019. Rep. Upton, Fred, RMI6, February 7, 2019. Rep. Wagner, Ann, RMO2, February 7, 2019. Rep. Walden, Greg, ROR2, March 25, 2019. Rep. Walorski, Jackie, RIN2, May 17, 2019. Rep. Watkins, Stephen C., Jr., RKS2, February 11, 2019. Rep. Wenstrup, Brad R., ROH2, April 29, 2019. Rep. Westerman, Bruce, RAR4, February 7, 2019. Rep. Williams, Roger, RTX25, March 8, 2019. Rep. Whitman, Robert J., RVA1, April 29, 2019. Rep. Womack, Steve, RAR3, March 25, 2019. Rep. Woodall, Rob, RGA7, February 7, 2019. Rep. Yoho, Ted S., RFL3, June 14, 2019. Rep. Young, Don, RAK at Large, February 7, 2019.